From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian activists say airstrikes, possibly by the government, targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the northern city Aleppo. In Geneva, meanwhile, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with Damascus over the country's political transition. Selim Meslid is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
I believe we made the right decision now because what's going on there on the ground, it's really, what we're having for the last few days is really a great deal of a pressure from inside Syria because of the crimes that Assad is committing there.
An opposition chief coordinator, Riyad Hajib, urged the 17-nation International Syria Support Group to intervene. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar failed to return to the capital Juba for a second day Tuesday, saying the government did not provide flight clearance for a plane carrying a top general. Machar's arrival, part of a peace deal signed last August to end 2.5 years of war. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed Washington's disappointment.
His failure to go to Juba, despite efforts from the international community, places the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering and undermines the peace agreement's reform pillars, which are demilitarizing South Sudan, injecting transparency of public finances, and pursuing justice and reconciliation, all of which offer South Sudan a chance for renewal.
A government spokesman said one of Machar's generals was trying to bring more soldiers in than was agreed to, as well as weapons, a charge that the rebel spokesman denied. This is VOA News. Billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York State presidential primary election. Trump thanked his supporters.
This has been an incredible evening. It's been an incredible day and week. We went all over New York State. New York State has problems like virtually every other state in the union.
A reference, he says, to a loss of jobs. He predicted he'll be the nominee at the July Republican Party convention. Clinton maintains a wide delegate lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for the Democratic Party nomination. The next contests are in 5 eastern states next Tuesday: Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. Hundreds of millions in emergency aid and rescue workers from all over the world are pouring at Ecuador as the death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake is now at 480, with some 1,700 listed as missing, more than 2,500 injured. Rescuers are using heavy equipment and dogs. Neighbors are resorting to bare hands to dig through the collapsed homes and stores looking for signs of life. One of those fortunate to be rescued, Pablo Cordova, who said his wife thought he was joking when he said he was alive. Saturday's 7.8 magnitude quake was felt across the entire country, but the coastal areas along the Pacific were hit the hardest. Relief workers are struggling to provide emergency aid to thousands of people forced to evacuate their homes after 2 deadly earthquakes that struck southern Japan last week. Many of the 100,000 evacuees on Kyushu are huddled in makeshift shelters amid a serious lack of food and water. The top U.N. official to Somalia told the Security Council Tuesday progress is being made ahead of Somalia's 2016 election. Michael Keating said Somali leaders from all federal member states and interim regional administrations have reached agreement on the electoral model to be used. He said the process will be vastly different from the one held in 2012.
The Electoral College will be 100 times larger. There will be a genuine choice of candidates. Voting will take place not just in Mogadishu, but in each of the capitals or seats of government of the existing and emerging federal member states.
The country, dealing with a jihadist insurgency, is trying to form its first functional central government since 1991. Members of Yemen's warring factions indicate they plan to arrive later this week in Kuwait for UN-sponsored peace talks that were to have gotten underway Monday. Meanwhile, military sources are quoted as saying at least 13 were killed in fighting in Yemen Tuesday. A media rights group Reporters Without Borders says there's been a deep and disturbing decline in respect for media freedom at levels worldwide. The group said in its annual report, the world is entering a new era of propaganda and a reluctance to engage in free debate. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.